Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Let's get our call kicked off tonight. I get to spend some time with a gentleman who I call a good personal friend, somebody I've known for so many years now. And, you know, he's become not only a friend to me personally, but he's a great friend to Zuma, member of our scientific advisory board. He has spent well over three decades in the practice of chiropractic and takes care of people to this day, each and every day in his office there in the great state of Delaware. But also in addition to that, he is a health and wellness expert, a fitness expert, and a very accomplished martial artist, on top of being a pretty darn good businessman. So he's a very successful, accomplished guy, and I'm always glad when he's got a little time to spend on this call with us to share some wisdom. So I want to make sure he's out there. Dr. T, are you with us?
I am with you, Dr. Marsh. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, my friend. It's great to have you on tonight. I appreciate you being here.
Always enjoy getting together with you guys. It goes quickly. Between times, I can't believe. We're in September here, getting ready for a little cooler, had a little cooler weather at nighttime, and just seems like yesterday we were preparing for spring, so always good to be with you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting, this is that time of the year, too, where a lot of people have a list of things that they want to accomplish, especially physical activities, before the weather does turn cold and maybe be outdoors and do as much as we used to do. And I know that kind of ties a little bit into the topic for tonight's call because I know mobility, or sadly, more likely when we have lack of mobility, that's a problem for a lot of people. And, you know, I'll start off by saying this, and I'm going to let you jump into your topic tonight, Dr. T. But the other day I'm sitting in front of the grocery store. Kathy needed to run in and grab just a couple quick things. So I'm sitting right out in front of the grocery store. And from my vantage point, sitting in the car, I'm watching people walking from their cars in the parking lot into the front door of the grocery store. And I can't help but notice how many people either struggle just to walk or have some type of noticeable restriction in their mobility and their ability to move, you know, freely and fluidly. And when you just stop and you observe, you just can't help but, you know, feel bad for so many people who struggle just sometimes to do something simple as a walk or bend down to pick something up. And I think to myself, my goodness, you know, this is something that we can fix. It can be fixed, but, you know, it takes some knowledge, it takes some information, and I know that's some of the information you're going to be sharing with us tonight. So without any further ado, I'm going to let you jump into your topic here this evening.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's kind of a topic that's close to my heart. Anything in wellness is, and you know, again, sometimes, and we've talked about this throughout our talks, that many new, especially new people, get in the thought process of believing, well, it's Dr. Marsh. If he says it, you know, everybody's going to do it, or Dr. T is, you know, he's been a doctor for a long time, so people must jump right on board, and they don't. It's amazing. There's a saying in success that says spaced repetition takes a new idea and turns it into an automatic action. So simply what that means is you may hear something once and think, okay, that's not a bad idea, but not necessarily do anything about it. And usually they say it takes 6 to 12 times in that zone for the average person to really obtain it. But the interesting thing is I've had patients that it's been years that I would tell people the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Many, many years ago when my father was alive, I remember he smoked for many, many years, and I'm finishing up my doctorate in chiropractic. And I decided one Christmas to come home, and I brought home a slide presentation. I was teaching for the physiology department at the time, and the slide presentation was called If You Smoke. And I'll never forget this as long as I live, and that is, I talked to my dad for many years about why he should stop smoking, and he was about a two-pack-a-day guy and all the benefits, and sort of bounced off of him. What could I know possibly? I'm his son. So I'm figuring this 125 slides with scientific proof of, you know, black tongue, black lung, early cancer, gum disease, heart disease, all the things that it could name, And it was 125 slides long, and I'll never forget the very last slide said, 100,000 physicians agree smoking is hazardous to your health. I flipped on the light and said, hey, Pop, you know, what do you think? He said, you know, I understand all that you're saying, but I still don't believe there's quite enough evidence. And I had to laugh, and I said, Pop, here's the deal. You'll never hear me mention this again. And 2 years later, he walked in, he took the cigarettes out of his pocket, put them on the counter, and never smoked again for another 30 years. So it's did any of my harping do any good? Maybe or maybe not. But all I know is I spent my time in that spaced repetition over the years as a doctor and a non-doctor trying to convince him about the bad things of smoking. And I say that to say joint health is one of the major problems we have here in the country today. And so I wanted to I picked up a couple of statistics through some of the magazines that we get, you know, every single week on why I should buy this product or sell that program. But it's interesting. It says lifespan refers to the total number of years someone lives. Health span is about how many of those years are lived in good health. And I think that's an important statement because, again, I've talked about it many times. It really doesn't matter to me when the good Lord takes me home as a Christian. I'm ready to go. But however many years he leaves me here, my goal is to live, not exist. And to do that takes prevention. So you guys are positioned and poised in the most perfect position. And I know we have other business guys that get on the phone and talk with you guys about that. But I really wanted you to hear some of these things because these statistics are important that you can use. 12 plus years is the average American spends more than 12 years in poor health at the end of the life. 12 years. Again, that's why I go back to the candle thing, that I believe life should be like a candle. When it's, you know, a foot tall and you light it, it's burning brightly. Halfway down, it's burning brightly. Three quarters down, it's still burning brightly. Goes all the way down to the very end, flickers a few times, and then goes out. Do you see, in my opinion, that's how life should be. Now, no one knows that. I mean, tomorrow, you know, praise God it doesn't, but I could have a massive heart attack. Anything can happen. But while I'm on this earth, my job, and again, targeting what you want is critically important in life. Do you want to live or do you want to exist? We have a big influx today of these weight loss injection drugs that, first of all, are just to me, I don't think we've had enough research on them. Secondly of all, they're extremely expensive. I mean, they're talking about, when we say our nutritionals are too expensive, they're talking about reducing the monthly cost from $1,000 to $1,500 down to $500 a month. I mean, how many of you in here spend $500 a month on Zuma products? You well should, because those things are all healthy and health-driven towards you with no side effects. But just check out this one statistic. 40% is the most worrisome effect of the GLP one drugs is approximately 40% of the rapid weight loss, get ready for this, comes from lean muscle mass. So all the weight that people are losing, understand what I'm saying here. It's muscle. It's not fat. So, you know, people get on the scale. The scale doesn't designate whether it's fat loss or muscle loss. It just says the number's gone down. And most of us have been ingrained. It's all about the number on that scale, not what that number means. It's the same thing as, you know, a pound of sugar is the same as a pound of high-grade protein. They're both a pound, but certainly the protein's a lot better for you than a pound of sugar. So it's very important that we know these statistics so when we go in and talk to our friends and family who are doing these things, yes, they're looking better, they're dropping some pounds, but really, what are they doing to that long-term health number? And like this thing says, the last 12 years of life, not so good. More than 53% of adults who are prescribed a GLP-1 drug discontinue use in 6 months. And most of the studies that I've read have said not only do the people gain the weight back, not necessarily the muscle, definitely not the muscle unless they're working out, but they actually gain back more weight than they had originally had lost. So if they lost 30 pounds, it's not uncommon for them to gain back 30 or 40 pounds. I thought this was very interesting. All diseases, and we've spoken about this many times, are inflammation. And the best way to reduce inflammation is with diet. Now, again, what this, I don't like that word diet. I like to say, you know, remodified living, remodified eating. Because what happens is a diet to me is something you go on to lose X number of pounds, and then you celebrate you lost it all by gaining it all back. So it has to be a lifestyle change. But in that lifestyle change, I don't believe it's very easy, it's extremely hard, to eat and have the right amount of nutrients. So this statistic goes on to say that more than 35% of Americans are walking around in an inflamed state. Truly, I believe that statistic is way low. I think that that number is way higher. But all diseases, and I've spoken about this before, begin with inflammation. And so that's why gut health is extremely important, and that's why hydration as well as the pH becomes important, because you have to have the body ready to receive. Now, from a chiropractic standpoint, everybody knows about the adjustment, but again, there was another statistic that said manual soft tissue remains a cornerstone of chiropractic care. And that's why in my office, I do a tremendous amount of stretching pre and post adjustment with the patient. And a lot of my patients will come back and say, hey, I've been to other doctors of chiropractic before, and I've never seen this. You work a lot of time on the muscle. Why is that? It's my mid to upper back that's hurting, and you're stretching my hamstrings. Why is that? Well, because it's all connected, and the more mobile we can get the joints, and we're moving into that portion, the more mobile I can get the joints, the more mobile you're going to be, the more those joints are going to break free. We're going to pump reoxygenated blood to all the joint systems. So stretching is extremely important. Will Americans spend money? And that's, we all ask that when we go to talk to our friends and family and clients and patients and whatever we have. You know, is there really spendable money to use on nutrition? Gee, some of my stuff from Zuma, it's a little too expensive. Americans spend $30 billion per year out of pocket on complementary approaches to health, which includes nutrition and wellness. So yes, the money's there if you present it right to your clients of what you're trying to do. They're willing to do things to get better. They're willing to spend a lot of money on these shots, but truly, are they doing any good? For far less than money, believe me, it doesn't cost you $500 a month to, you know, help you. Something's going to rebuild your joint space or your gut health. One final one I saw was $120 billion. The global probiotics market is expected to reach close to $120 billion by 2030. Growing at a compound annual rate of 8% from 2024 to 2030. $120 billion. And we have one of the strongest, best pre- and postbiotics, you know, with our probiotic that we have, as along with our gut health, our Zyme 365. So you need to look at that thing. And I know sometimes it seems like I'm going all over the board with some of these nutrients and things that I'm talking about, but the problem is, they're all needed. They're all synergistic, which means they work with one another. And so you want to clean up the system, so when you do eat the right foods, when you eat that ripe apple, when you have that high level of protein, that it can be processed maximally in the body. One of the things Dr. Marsh was just speaking about was these people walking with a lot of joint pain. You have to ask them, too. We ask in our office all the time, what type of meds are you on, because some of those meds can create even more inflammation, and that's what you're trying to decrease. Remember, inflammation of a joint, we can grade that. We grade it from, let's say, 1 to 100. If you're past 26 is when everything is pretty much grown, your plates are closed, everything is done growing. And to me, from 26 to 30 is when you start getting, if not even younger, with all the crap that we're drinking and eating, inflammation begins. So when do you start fighting inflammation? It's the same answer when people ask me, well, Dr. T, when can I stop being adjusted? When do I don't have to be adjusted anymore? I tell them it's real simple. Whenever there's no longer stress, mental, physical, emotional, financial, spiritual, whenever you have no more stress, you will have no more tightness of the muscles, you will have no more inflammation, and you'll be well. So you all on the phone know that's probably not going to happen in our lifetimes. So let's talk about what we can do when people get stiff necks, when they get sore shoulders, when they get bad knees, so forth and so on. I have been very, very blessed because I've had some major catastrophic injuries, one of which I crushed my medial meniscus in my right knee, and the doc predicted, the ortho I went to see to get an x-ray and all that, predicted in 3 to 4 months I'd have to have surgery, and also my lumbar disc that if, again, let's pretend that disc is 4 inches thick, mine is probably less than a 64th of an inch, if you're going to put it in that perspective. I should have severe back pain daily. Run over by a car. My hips so easily get rotated out of position. Yet I did years and years and decades of martial arts with no physical problem at all. Now, a lot of that stuff I did do prior to Zuma, but the last, and I can't believe, Dr. Marsh, it's been almost 20 years, I've been with you guys since that very first day we sat in the auditorium and listened to the proper reason for proper hydration, for proper pH. And that made a lot of sense to me because if we don't get the minerals into the cellular structure, then you're just mainly washing them out. So why do many people have joint pain? And as we get older, it seems to get worse. And that's what I started to say, even though I've done all this stuff many years prior to Zuma, I believe these years of my life are as great as they are. And I'm not telling you I don't some days have stiffness, some soreness, some more pain than others. But most of my days, again, we're seeing 250 or 300 visits a week. Our clinic is moving. So I'm physically up, running up and down the hallways, doing this kind of stuff every single day. Some more than others, but nonetheless, cutting 15 hours of grass. And even though it's on a riding lawnmower, a lot of my patients are very stiff after that. Why do I think I'm so good now? Again, there are days that I get up and I'm extremely stiff after I've cut that many hours. But when I look at what happens, have I taken care of those joints properly? And one of the products we have that I swear by is this Joint Health. We've talked about it before, but when I injured my knee, again, I tried it for a month, and that's when I really started heavily using Joint Health. And usually I receive results, and I tell my patients, give it 90 days. But the truth of the matter is most everything we take, within the first 30 days, I start seeing powerful changes in whatever it is I'm trying to obtain. But in 30 days, I didn't have it so much, and I went to Dr. Marsh and called him, and I told him that. And that's another thing I love about Zuma and who we are is that we're very honest with each other. There's no miracle cure for anything. And what we have to do is look at life in reality. The reality this body is made to break down. It is going to destruct. It is, unless the Lord comes home before, calls us home before, we're all going to, go back to dust at some point in time. But in the meantime, while this degeneration is occurring, we can do things that can slow it down. And when Dr. Marsh said, hey, T, better, why don't you look at doing a therapeutic dosage of Joint Health? And when I went from doing two a day to 2-3 times a day for the next month, it was like incredible what my knee did. It went from, I went back to see the ortho at the end of the second month, and he asked me what I was doing, and I knew he would poo-poo it off or wouldn't think much about it, but I said, look, the company I work with has a very powerful joint regenerator called Joint Health. And he said, you mean to lubricate it? I said, no, I mean it helps regenerate joints with some of the product that's in it. And that's what makes us stand out different from some other products. So I want to take a minute to talk about our Joint Health and the powerfulness of it that we do talk about, and you hear about glucosamine and chondroitin all the time. And I had a great conversation with Dr. Marsh about this, and the money and the time and the research that Zuma does to get us the best product on the market. So we do have glucosamine in our product. And if you study it and you look at it, it talks about the glucosamine sulfate is the strongest, best received in the body of any of the glucosamines because there's different types. And so I'm proud to say that we have that. If you look on our ingredients, it's on our package and we do have that. But if you also notice, you won't see the word chondroitin. And why is that? And as Dr. Marsh was explaining to me, when we went into some of the other pieces of our product, the OptiMSN, has been shown not only to encourage significant reduction in pain and deterioration of the cartilage and matrix and joints, it shows that in many studies. Now, and also revealed that OptiSMM has the ability to improve mobility and impact the immune system, all of which are critically important. And let me go back to what I was saying earlier. We talked about why I talk about different products. Well, when you look at the bone density, now let's just talk about the bone for a moment. Again, the bone is like a matrix. It's all interconnected. But I couldn't figure out why I had people that their bone looked fine on our plain X-ray, and all of a sudden as they got 70 or 80, 90, I would see these things. I've got a patient coming in tomorrow. I just reviewed their films before I left today. And they have two or three old, one is new, but two old compression fractures. Now, what does that mean? Again, it means the vertebra itself, let's say the height of the vertebra, and that the two things we delineate is the height of the vertebra and the height of the disc, because the vertebra plus the disc plus the next vertebra creates on the side, it's called the IVF, the intervertebral foramen, where the nerve exits to wherever it's going. Well, imagine if that bone gets compressed and it literally fractures, it flattens like a pancake. And again, I had an 80-year-old woman, very healthy, came to me every month, kept up her adjustments, looked good, was doing well, and all she did was step out of a bathtub and step down. She didn't slip, she didn't fall, just stepped down. She felt this excruciating pain in her low back. When we re-x-rayed her, one of those vertebrae, again, if they're 4 inches thick, they're not, but we're using it as an example, was down to 2 inches. It had completely crushed it. Why? And why didn't I pick it up before? Because the body of the vertebra looked good, but the matrix inside had decalcified, hadn't had enough minerals getting into that bone. Therefore, it became weak and just collapsed from within. And so that's why we want to keep up our things like joint health to not only help some with the bone, we have other products that's going to help that even more so, but we've got to get the proper amount of nutrients to keep the disc vibrant, because as that disc collapses, as it comes together, and that's why smoking was also one of the very bad things for a disc. Most people know all the bad stuff, but they didn't know smoking, because the disc is 70% water, creates a high amount of dehydration in the body, and those discs actually shrink from smoking. So when we take products like the joint health, you're literally trying to rebuild that joint, and that's what the OptiMSN is literally replacing the chondroitin. So we can not just lubricate it, which becomes very important, like a WD-40 on the joint, but, man, what if we could help rebuild it? And I believe that's what they were seeing in my medial meniscus. Oh, by the way, he gave me 2 months, as I said. It's now been 4.5 years ago. And, yes, there are days sometimes I have knee pain. But most of the time, if I'm going to do anything excessive, like the other day I cut grass for 7 hours straight, sitting on that mower for that many hours, so I'm doing stretching. Hear me clearly. I do some stretching now while I'm on the mower, and those days I might increase my joint health that I'm using instead of my normal daily. Every day I take 2 as my base, but if I'm going to do more, then I take more. So one final piece is the stretching. Just, I told you earlier, many people that come to me as a doctor want to know, hey, man, that's my mid and upper back. Why are you stretching my hamstrings? Because the calves attach to the hamstrings into the glutes, the butt muscles into the back. And then if you look at your back, it's two triangular muscles, one from the base of your skull to the middle of the back, not a triangle, but a diamond, I'm sorry. And then one from the middle of your back down to the low back, another diamond. That's 6 layers deep, all attaching to that spine. That pre-stretching before I adjust it allows me to give better range of motion. And so when we start adding the combination of, number one, of course, the most important thing we can do in Zuma is proper hydration. And if we're going to drink that much water, let's drink the most powerful water on the planet. Why? So we can clean up the cellular structure to get it prepared to receive whatever we need. So in this case, to receive better the joint health, so those fibers, those cells can start getting the nutrients they need to not only lubricate it, so I'm pre-stretching them, then we're lubricating with proper hydration, and then giving it a nutrient that can actually help reheal it. And with that combination, we can get really a very strong combination. So stretching becomes very important. With that part, Dr. Marsh, I want to turn it back over to you and let you fill in the gaps for us.
I'm going to comment on what Dr. T said. You know, he's talking about mobility and joint health and ensuring that we all have an opportunity to have that luxury of flexibility and the ability to actually, you know, move freely. And I got to tell you, you know, all the years that we've had joint health in the line, it's literally one of the best kept secrets in Zuma's line. It's one of those products that we have found that when people start using it, and Dr. T's got a great point here, where you start using it as directed on the bottle and use it for anywhere from, you know, 30 to 60 days, most people start to notice some kind of a positive change within the first 30 days. Most people within no more than 60 and certainly no more than 90 days have very strong positive changes in their actual performance. Dr. T is one great example of somebody who's, you know, been told that, hey, you may need to have a joint either repaired or replaced. He's one of literally dozens and dozens of testimonies that we've received like that. So I'm here to tell you that one of the awesome things about having the joint health product in Zuma is that this is a product that is based on a 10-year study. This was done with the ingredients that are in particular in our formula that we call joint health, have 10 years of clinical research done on them to prove conclusively all of the benefits they provide. And what's interesting is, you know, you think about it, if you were tossed up between the decision of, say, replacing a knee or a hip or a shoulder or an elbow or whatever it is, versus trying something nutritionally first to try to see if we can rebuild, repair, restore, replenish that joint and the muscles and the tendons and the ligaments around it, man, why wouldn't we take that nutritional option first? So again, I'm here to tell you that there are literally dozens and dozens of testimonies of people that said, you know what, this worked for me. I remember not long ago, I got a guy that came to me, and it's actually a friend of a friend, and he's a golfer, avid golfer, loves to golf, but he's also in his late 40s and been golfing for years and all that repetitive motion, and he's probably not the best steward of his health. He started having some real pain. And, you know, here's a guy that loves to golf, can't do anything more that brings him greater pleasure, but he's thinking about having to give up the game of golf that he loves so much in his late 40s because the pain's too much when he's golfing. So his friend turns me on to him, says, hey, tell him about that joint health product that you were telling me about. So anyway, long story short, starts using that joint health product. Third bottle in, the guy's saying, I can't believe how great I feel. He said, I was thinking I was going to have to give up my favorite, you know, pastime, which is golf. He says, and now thanks to this product, he goes, I golf without pain. I golf without any of the issues I had. And literally, it took him three bottles to get to that point. So I share that with you guys listening tonight for this reason. We have this, you know, like best-kept secret in Zuma's line called Joint Health. And it's proven. It's time-tested. It's been in Zuma's line for over 15 years. We haven't changed it once in that 15-year period because, again, the formula is based on 10 years of clinical research, and it just flat out works. So it's one of those things that I wanted Dr. T to bring to light tonight because that's what his day-to-day activities are. He is out there, you know, helping people restore mobility. And one of the weapons, if you will, that he uses in that is the joint health product, not just for him personally, but he's also highly recommending it often to his patients who come to see him who have mobility issues. So this is one of those things where I think a lot of people, unfortunately, and then I'll turn it back over to you, Dr. T, for any final thoughts. But I think a lot of people don't think about this until either, A, the pain starts to get so bad that they finally say, I've got to do something about this, or they don't do anything with it and thus just suffer through it till they get to the point where mobility becomes a real challenge. And, you know, I look at it this way. My mobility is my freedom. You look at somebody who gets into those older years who's having challenges with mobility, and it really limits their ability to just live life. And we have such an amazing product in the joint health. And of course, if you pair that up with something like the X2O with all the benefits X2O provides, that is a powerful combination. And a lot of people have found that when they use the two together, it even gives them that much greater benefit. So suffice it to say, we have solutions, and it's just a matter of helping somebody who you know has mobility issues, and maybe that's even you, and discovering, you know, the power of things like our joint health and the X2O. So, Dr. T, any final thoughts or comments on that?
Yeah, just a couple. First of all, did it seem like that was all the way to the end when I disconnected and called back in? Did we get everything? Did you hear me say most everything, I guess?
You did. As I was trying to jump on, I got disconnected, so I'm not sure what happened. But yeah,
okay,
we
no
got
problem.
It all when you were turning it over to me.
Very good. Okay, but no, I tell you, all of our products, they're such great stories. I mean, it's wonderful to believe in something and to market something, but it's even more wonderful to experience it. And the great things that I've experienced with many, many, many of Zuma's products has been just tremendous. And I do believe, no, I'm not 100% perfect picture of health, but I think I do okay. And Dr. Marsh can attest to that privately anytime you need to talk. He knows me personally and knows I go, you know, pretty strong. I'm very pleased that I haven't had to have surgery in all these years on my back, on my leg. And I've seen people with a lot less in my office conditions, and yet they've had to have surgery or further pain management treatment. So I really advise you, do not be guilty of saying the five most dangerous words when you start having pain. Maybe it'll go away. Let it ride a couple of days. If it's not going away, when the problem is like a 2 or 3 or 4, get on it. Start with whatever the product is, but in this case, Joint Health. The sooner you can start, the better you are for maintenance. So thank you all again for allowing me to be part of your evening and enjoy your – it's still technically summer for a few more days to the 22nd, but enjoy your early fall or late summer wherever you are. Thanks, Dr. Marsh.
All right, Dr. T, thank you for being on tonight. I appreciate it, Dr. T. And folks, thank you for being on. As always, we appreciate you tuning in live. Remember, this is a recorded call. We'll get this up and loaded into the back office of your Zuma.com site so that you can access this anytime you'd like and share it with somebody who you think could benefit from that. So again, remember, we're going to be right back here 2 weeks from today. Invite you to come back and enjoy more great information like you heard tonight. Thanks for listening in, everybody. Talk to you soon.